You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the bunker. Heed my warning, wanted to get my opinion on this whole women in the draft topic that's come up as of late. First thing that I want to say, personally, I have no dams, shits, or fucks to give on this topic. Why? Because if we get to the point to where we have to draft women to fight, whatever war we're fighting, we have already lost. And just to throw a little bit more fuel on the flame, I do not care about the defense of this society. I don't. The way that this society has become so blatantly anti-male, anti-everything, I say, let it burn. Good, noble men should walk away. And gentlemen, if it does come to the point where there is a draft, I hope more men do the Muhammad Ali and run for the hills. With all that being said, he gave me a few articles to take a look at. So I'm going to pick the one that was published on the 1st of October. Registering women for draft. Pro-equality gesture won't boost military readiness. See, that statement right there is letting you know that most women don't have anything to give to the military-industrial complex. Every year for decades, Congress passed a National Defense Authorization Act. This year will likely be no different. But there's a provision in this year's bill that requires young women to register for selective service. That is the draft. I see no problem with this. Why should any man see a problem with this? Oh yeah, that's right. When you look at what happened over in Afghanistan, they made sure to focus on the female that was killed. And that right there is the big reason why women do not get the draft put over their heads. Until Western society is willing to let women suffer, then they can never be truly equal, can they? This is just a bad idea that ought to be taken out of the legislation. Now, before I go any further, the guy who wrote this article was actually a veteran himself. Yeah, apparently he did 25 years in the Army. So, why would a military officer be opposed to women being drafted? Well, like I said before, what happened over in Afghanistan, they made sure to focus on the dead female service member. There's a simple rule for what ought to be in defense legislation. Does it promote common sense? Drafting women doesn't. And here's why. Hold on to your butts, gents. There's zero, less than zero likelihood that this initiative will improve the military in any way ever. Oh, to all of you strong, independent, don't need no man, women out there. This guy just outright said that you are not even worthy for military service. Now, I'm going to go out on another limb and talk about some things that other military leaders have said about today's young men. They're not physically or mentally ready for military service. see all of this woke agenda, what it has done, it has completely stripped away one vital thing. National patriotism. Yeah, that's pretty much gone. Or it's been made into a right-wing thing. Only patriots are, you know, right-wing and racist and all that stuff. Yeah, okay, cool, whatever. For starters, selective service, more commonly called the draft, contributes nothing to military readiness. Oh, really? So why don't you go to every military, you know, graveyard and tell the dead service members there who were drafted, who paid the ultimate price to the country, that no, it didn't matter. Wow. Just the audacity of this asshat. The draft is an anarchism masquerading as something that's still relevant. Okay, so if that's how you think about it, then end it for men. Oh, no. See, we're not going to end it for men because we still need men to be sacrificial lambs in this whole damn thing. The draft contributes nothing to deterring the likes of China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. The draft does nothing to build better citizens or patriotism, since other than filling out a form, it requires nothing from our youths. Wrong. If it didn't require anything from young men, then young men would not face any sort of punishment for not being able to sign up for the draft. The vast majority of them will not qualify for military service, whether they are drafted or not. Going back to what I previously said, the vast majority of people, of young people, young men and young women, would not make it into the military. You know what? I've had just about enough of this article. You can go ahead and read the rest of it. Because, yeah, it just really, really irks the shit out of me. But then again, on the other side, I could care less. Now, let me know what you guys think. Read the whole article. And ladies, whether you like it or not, the power will eventually go out. Feminism, Big Daddy government's protection, and everything that makes you feel all comfortable will go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, when the barbarian truly comes, you're going to be forced to do one of two things. Either pick up a weapon, or we know what you're really going to do. You're going to lay on your back. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am.